Was Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical, a nursing home history and physical, and Sharon Aliff, last name Aliffe, Sharon, Sharon, place was Argentine Care Center, date was December 11th, 2022. In paragraph chief complaint, Mrs. Aliff is an 81-year-old female who came from Hurley on the 9th of December, period. New paragraph, chief complaint, shortness of breath, weakness, debility, and she's also seen regarding chronic kidney disease, and she has hypertension. She also has diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, history of present illness. Ms. Aliff initially presented to the hospital with severe shortness of breath, period. She had been in a nursing home previously. And became more short of breath, period. She was found to have also an elevated creatinine of 3.3 and has went as high as 3.4 and now the latest is 3.2, period. She was also treated for hypercalcemia, period. She had severe anemia with a hemoglobin of 6.7 and that was felt to be part of the cause of the dyspnea. She did receive 2 units of blood and her hemoglobin was stabilized in the 8s and 9s, period. She was found to be in congestive heart failure, which was treated, and she was given IV Lasix and also put on carvedilol, period. Her ejection fraction was 60 to 65%, period. The Lasix was started at 40 milligrams IV BID, period. It's noted that she had the chronic kidney disease, and during a previous hospitalization before, she had 3 sessions of hemodialysis, period. This was temporary, and they were able to stop them, and they were able to avoid dialysis during this hospitalization, period. She was felt to also be an acute hypoxic respiratory failure and needed initially 4 liters of oxygen a minute, period. There is a 25-pack year smoking history, but no known COPD diagnosis, period. Her blood pressure varied and was elevated at times, and we added amlodipine, period. Her anemia stabilized, and her renal function also stabilized, period. She had a period of retention and needed a catheter to monitor intake and output, but the catheter was successfully removed, and she is voiding, and there does not seem to be any difficulty there, period. Her ankle edema has significantly decreased as well, period. She does feel fatigued right now quite a bit, and she has mild but not severe dyspnea, period. She denies any associated chest pain, period. She's not febrile or having chills. New paragraph, she's here for therapy as she's not really able to walk on her own, and her goal is to return home to stay with her daughter at her house, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaint, eye, she has decreased vision and state she has macular degeneration, ENT, no earache or sore throat, minimal hearing decrease, respiratory. She was not short of breath when seen, but she gets short of breath from time to time. It was severe in the hospital. No cough or phlegm, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI no complaints, GU no complaints, no dysuria, no hematuria. She has been treated for urinary tract infection and has a few days of antibiotic left. Heme, no bruising or bleeding, but she was anemic. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash or itch. Musculoskeletal complains of back pain and is on Norco, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for chronic kidney disease, anemia, congestive heart failure. Esophageal dysphagia, and she did have that briefly in the hospital with slight dilatation. Diabetes, mellitus, hypertension. He was briefly on dialysis. New paragraph, family history. Her mother had congestive heart failure, period. Her father had heart failure. Social history, she smoked in the past, but not now. No alcohol excess, period. She was staying with her daughter before she was hospitalized. She had had several hospitalizations. New paragraph. Medications. Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Senna Plus, 8.6-50, 2 tablets daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams twice a day. Methocarbamol, 50 milligrams, 3 times a day as needed. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN. Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. Levemir, 10 units daily. Iron, 325 milligrams daily. Norco, 10-325, 1 every 8 hours, PRN. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams nightly. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Bumix, 25 milligrams twice a day. Atrovent, inhaler, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Aranesp, 0.4 mLs every 7 days. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Albuterol, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN. Acetaminophen, 500 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN. New paragraph. Examination. She was not acutely distressed. Real appearing, but was a bit fatigued when seen, period. Blood pressure 149 over 61, pulse 67, temperature 97.9, O2 saturation 96%, head and neck, pupils are equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular was intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly. No nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, and they did not hear the crackles I at one point heard in the hospital. No accessory muscles used for breathing, period. Cardiovascular normalist 1 is 2. She has mild edema, now only 1 plus in both legs, and a little more on the left, and she has had a previous left leg injury. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal. Hand grip is good, no acute lateralizing findings, period, no cyanosis, feet are unremarkable, except the left is a bit shorter, no pain with moving the hips or shoulders. Skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or ominous lesions, period. Mental status, she's mostly oriented to time and place and person, period. Affect was normal, but she was just fatigued. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, she had acute and chronic kidney disease, which seems, and the creatinine seems to have leveled off, and she was cleared by renal for discharge, and we'll repeat the basic metabolic panel tomorrow, period. Her last creatinine was 3.2, period. She has anemia also, and is to get Aranesp and iron, as noted above, period. The Aranesp is 40 micrograms weekly, and the iron is ferrous sulfate 325 milligrams daily for 65 milligrams of elemental iron, period. Her anemia had stabilized after transfusion, period. She had congestive heart failure, and contributing factors could be the kidney disease and anemia, period. She's stable. I will continue. Carvedilol 25 milligrams BID plus Bumix 0.5 milligrams twice a day, period. Her heart failure is diastolic, as her ejection fraction had been 60 to 65%, period. Three, she has diabetes mellitus, and I'll observe on Levemir 10 units daily, period. Four, she has essential hypertension, and in addition to the carvedilol, I'll continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. Six, she had some gastritis and esophageal dysphagia and had upper endoscopy in the hospital, period. She is being treated with omeprazole 20 milligrams twice a day for this. And she had dilatation. She appears to be swallowing quite adequately now, period. New paragraph. She's debilitated and she'll get OT and PT, period. I'll follow her at Argentine Care Center, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.